Hey, Urban Spinsters, it's Sadia Sanders of UrbanSpinster.com, where we are creating our own agenda, dispelling societal myths, and redefining the word spinster. Well, I am coming to you on a Friday evening, a very warm Friday evening in Los Angeles. Global warming is real. It has been in the 90s this week. And if you've been watching the news, you have seen we've had a lot of fires. Pray for those who have been affected by those fires, their homes burned down to the ground in some cases, they're displaced, their belongings are gone, they are in shelters, their animals have to be cared for and in shelters, and you know, it's just really a mess. So pray for those people, and it is hot here. I wanted to review Tyler Perry's Sisters, which is his new show on BET. I believe it came on this week, Wednesday, the pilot episode. And I have a video on my YouTube channel. However, it was abruptly cut short because I have no more iPhone storage. I cannot stand cell phones for this reason. All the technical glitches, the storage issues, you gotta go back, delete this, delete that. I do not wanna put anything in the goddamn cloud for it to possibly be seen by people I don't want it to be seen by. I mean, it's nothing risque that I put on my phone anyway, but it's just something about other people being able to grab whatever they want and potentially watch it or what have you. I just don't like the cloud thing. I don't need to keep a lot of the things I have on my phone anyway. They're for kind of posting on social media, and then once it's posted, I don't need to keep it. But you know, you forget about it, it just sits there. So that video is like 9 minutes long, very, very short. But I wanted to go into it more in depth on the podcast because I have more time, and I am using my lovely mic versus my Anchor app, which is what I normally record on directly to the phone. But we are going to try to upload this audio on Anchor and see what happens. But back to the review. So Sisters, I'll just start off by saying it's kind of like a reboot of Girlfriends, if you will. There are four African-American women in the Atlanta area. And I'll go into each character and kind of give you my thoughts. My favorite is Danny. Danny is the no filter, very quick-witted lady of the group. And I love that about her. Her comedic timing is very, very good. And the actress playing Danny is Mignon Vaughn. Danny works at the airport as a ticket agent for an airline. And we see her going off on somebody over the phone. So, and I can't remember if she was actually talking to this guy or if she was leaving a voicemail. But we gather from that she's not happy in whatever their situationship is. And she does mention that they are in a situationship later on in the episode. So that's what's going on with her life. With Karen. Karen is another one of the sisters of the four, and Karen is actually seeing or living with a man that Danny hooked her up with. This guy is Danny's co-worker at the airport, and this guy is a serial cheater. He has brought Karen home a venereal disease at some point, and she's fed up, but she cannot emotionally seem to break away from this dude. And Karen is played by actress Ebony Obsidian. Then you have Andy. Andy is a divorce attorney, but she's seeing a married man. How ironic. She knows that this man is married. He has not hidden it from her. Yet he keeps playing that game that most married men do about them being unhappy. Oh, our marriage has been over for years. I'm going to leave her. Give me a few more months. Give me more time. Blah, blah, blah. And she keeps falling for it. I think that kind of goes back to the societal pressure that states, you know, it doesn't matter what accomplishments that you've made in your life. You could be killing it in your career, in your social life, educationally. You're very intelligent. You have property, you own a business, whatever those accomplishments are. But yet, it's still not enough unless you have a man. Or you have a husband, more specifically, and you are a mother. Tracy Ross talks about that a lot. Doesn't matter what we do in our singleness, we aren't shit until we're married with a kid, which is completely ridiculous. But that's a lot of times why women find themselves in these situationships and or baby mamas to somebody they should have never slept with in the first place or divorced because we have that record playing in our head. You got to get somebody. You're getting old. This is a, you know, with Karen, you see her going to an OBGYN appointment where the doctor is telling her, well, if you want to have kids, you better hurry up. You're 37, I believe she is. You might want to think about freezing your eggs and all of this. So Karen doesn't want to even think about getting older. They talk about the geriatric pregnancy being any woman who is pregnant over the age of 35. It is considered geriatric and all of these complications that you have to concern yourself with, all the extra testing for any kind of issues with the baby, like Down syndrome or autism or whatever. All of these factors increase as we get older. So again, more pressure. Let's go on to, I talked about Andy. Andy is the attorney. Sabrina is the fourth in the sisters, and she is a bank teller. One of her customers at the bank asked her out on a date. Now, he's come into the bank several times. He has accounts there, obviously. And her coworker, who is a gay male, is telling Sabrina, this guy's on the DL. His gaydar is just going off. He's not here for you. He's here for me, XYZ. But eventually, he does ask Sabrina out on a date. He had to get up the courage to ask her. So she agrees to meet him at a public place, a bar, where she's already going to be attending a birthday celebration for Andy, the attorney. So they meet up. He shows up on time. And prior to him showing up, the ladies have the conversation about their different situations. And Sabrina brings up the fact that her coworker thinks this guy is gay or on the DL, down low. So Danny asks him immediately, as soon as he walks up to the table and introduces himself to the other ladies, she asks him, well, do you like Dan? Just like that. So he denies that he does. He claims he is not attracted to men. And he and Sabrina go off onto their own table, and they're having their date or what have you. So moving forward, of course, they show scenes of the next episode. And that episode shows Sabrina and this guy, I can't remember what his name is, at a different spot, restaurant, something like that, cafe. And there's a guy in drag that walks in who knows her date. And they greet each other with open arms. Hey, what are you doing here? Oh, blah, blah, blah. And they have a good kiki. And Sabrina's sitting there like, This is another question mark, not necessarily flagged, but definitely a question mark. So we'll see moving forward if she follows her instincts, if he turns out to be on the DL or what the situation is. Or is she just prejudging him? Because Atlanta is known for DL men. So this is not far-fetched, I'd say. There are a lot of DL men in the black community, just period, but definitely Atlanta is known for it. So something to be cautious about. With Karen's guy that she wants to put out because he's a serial cheater. He comes back to the house that she has changed the locks on because she did in fact try to get rid of him. He comes back, he begs, he cries, he gets on his knees. He says, you know, can you help me? I don't know why I'm doing this to us. I don't know what it is. And I just need you to help me. And he's crying and begging and all this. So she tells him, because she put him out, so he claims he has nowhere to go. She tells him he can sleep on the sofa. Mistake. This is why I'm yelling at the TV, like, girl, I don't care where you have to go, but you can't stay here. Because that is a trick of the devil. Okay? If you put a dude out, you change the locks, you change the goddamn locks. He's done. I don't care where you gotta stay. We in our nurturing selves always consider someone else before we consider ourselves and our own well-being. This man has brought you a disease, honey. Okay? This man does not care about his own life or his own health. So he definitely is not going to care about yours. That's what you have to really look at people and pay attention when you get to know someone and try to get to know them as much as you can before you sleep with them, because I don't care what ladies say, we equate emotion with sex. So if you wait longer to have sex, then you'll kind of know what you're dealing with and you'll avoid these type of situations. But she takes him, I won't say takes him back, but we already know where this is going. She lets him stay on the sofa. She's in her bedroom. She's using her vibrator. He hears it. He walks in. He gets in the bed with her. Of course, here we go. And Tyler Perry has been very heavy on the sex scenes with this show and The Oval, which is another show of his that debuted, or their pilot was the same evening right before Sisters. I mean, immediate sex scenes. Same thing with Sisters. It was like, my God, okay. And I mean, like, for real, you know, kind of soft porn, I would say. So, okay, Tyler, I don't know if he was just trying to grab your attention. I don't need all that. You know, give me a good storyline and give me some curveballs. I could predict some things that were going to happen in Sisters. For example, with Andy's character, the attorney, the married man she's seeing, ultimately his wife comes into her office to retain her as her divorce attorney because Andy got a big settlement for another client, and that client referred this woman who just happens to be the wife of the guy she's screwing. So, I mean, you could see the setup coming. I was hoping that there would be something that was not predictable, but Tyler is good for throwing a curve here and there, but most of the time you already know what's coming. If you watch enough TV, the storylines don't change that much. So, hopefully it gets even better. I hope these women gain some type of strength that we see on the show versus this cycle of bad relationships and going from one situationship to the next, or keeping the same guy, hoping that you can change him, hoping that just God comes down off of his throne and does something different with this person. But let's just talk reality for a moment. Don't date separated men. Don't date married men. Separated is married. I have said this many times before. Separated is married. I've done it. Okay. So it's not about judgment. It's about me passing on knowledge to those of you who are in these situations or could potentially be in the situation and you don't see it coming. You meet a guy, he's attractive, he has a good job, he's stable, but then he is technically still married. Do not date a man who has not been divorced on paper at least a year. A man told me this. And I can say, I can see why, because I've done it. Right out of a marriage, a man is not in an emotional place to connect with you. He's mourning the death of his divorce. Now, their mourning looks different than ours. You know, they're trying to be out there and see what they missed and see if they still got it. And they're trying to pull as many chicks as they can in some cases. Or they're just not present emotionally. They may flirt with you. They may see if they can get your number. They may go out with you here and there, but they're just not really, they're not really available and open to having another serious commitment. They could be scorned. They could have been cheated on, hurt, whatever. But they need to get all of that out of their system. Maybe I'll also get some counseling, depending on what went on in the marriage. And then prepare themselves to be a good fit for someone. And that's what women do. Stop jumping from one thing to the next. Figure out what happened in this relationship and why it didn't work, or why you chose to ignore red flags, or why you chose to entertain this person in the first place when your gut was telling you, I don't think this is gonna work. Before it even got to the red flag stage. We ignore stuff all the time. And then it becomes a bigger issue. And then we're upset. Either you waste too much time with this person, you marry them, God forbid, and then you gotta divorce them and deal with all those emotions and assets and kids and all that, or you know, you baby mama, baby daddy situation. Why do you wanna spend 18 years or more dealing with somebody that you wind up not being able to stand at some point because you didn't take the time to heal from your past relationship, or you fed into the pressure and you just got with somebody just to have somebody? And it seems like with sisters, that's what we're seeing, is that, oh, now I'm emotionally tied to this person and I can't get away. I can't just make a clean break and pull away. Now with Sabrina, she's very new to her situation. She just met this guy. She's going on a first and then second date, I think, next episode. So we don't know what's going on with her. But Danny clearly is not happy. And she doesn't even know what to call herself with this guy. Is she his girlfriend, or is she just somebody he's sleeping with? So there's confusion there. And God is not the author of confusion, right? So you should never be confused about where you stand with somebody. If you're confused, that ain't the right person for you. Next, but that's the phase she's in. Karen, like I said, a man don't care about his health or himself. He is not gonna give a shit about you. He done brought you a disease. You were able to go to a clinic and get rid of it, but you keep going with him, he gonna have a baby on you, or he gonna give you something that you can't take medicine for, okay? And you wind up dying or spending your lifetime trying to battle whatever this this issue is that he's put upon you, whether it's hepatitis, herpes, HIV, whatever. This will be lingering lifelong, okay? So if you got out the first time, stay out. Do not keep going back. Do not eat 10 yards of somebody's shit and then ask for 10 more. Okay? Andy is an attorney, divorce attorney, intelligent, dating a married man. Not dating. They're not dating. Let's stop saying dating. She's screwing. She's not dating. He doesn't take her anywhere. He shows up at her house at 3-4 in the morning and they have sex, and then he makes up some excuse to leave. That's it. I think he shows up at her birthday little thing with her girlfriends, which she's hiding the fact that this dude is married. Only one of the other three ladies knows that she's screwing a married dude. She's hiding it. So if you have to hide it, it's not healthy. I just posted about that on Instagram this week. If you're a secret, or you feel like you have to keep a secret because you don't want anybody to tell you anything, it's not healthy and you don't need to be in it, whatever that is. Okay? And like I said, Sabrina's still new, so we'll see what develops with that. So that's pretty much it. And you know, YouTube, I'm really trying to develop this YouTube channel. But my God, it is a lot. The technical issues alone, you know, when you do record a video, trying to get it uploaded, trying to do your thumbnails, trying to tag the right words to get people to watch the videos. And I have about four of them up right now. If you've never heard my fibroid journey, I posted a live video that I did on Facebook 3 years ago talking about my journey with uterine fibroids and endometriosis as I was preparing to have the uterine fibroid embolization procedure, UFE is what they call it. So check that video out. It is very helpful for those women who have fibroids, endometriosis. It is a constant battle trying to figure out how to deal with the symptoms of those two, or even if you just have one, but having both, oh my God. So check it out, check the channel out, subscribe, share, like, comment, etc. You know, all the stuff we tell you to do. And I hope I can keep it up because it's exhausting. And I don't just YouTube, I have a job. So we'll see how that goes. But Tintiway, have a great weekend. I will talk to you soon. Make sure to share this particular episode of the podcast and the podcast in general. You can hear it on every platform pretty much. And always check out urbanspinster.com. Digital guided journals are there. Daisy, my dog, is making a lot of noise right now. I think she's ready to be let out after her nap. Follow me on social media at urbanspinsterxo. All right, I will talk to you soon. Have a good one.